Today is November the 14th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the beginning and the end. You're the creator of all things and the God of our dreams. You are exalted over all, and you are the final authority. You are gorgeous and the heir of all things. You are the image of the invisible God. You are Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now. You are the owner of all the earth and the protector of it. You're the quieter of our souls and the resurrection and the life. You are the satisfying God, and you're the testimony across the sky. Oh Lord, you're unbelievable in all that you do for us, and so very, very good. You have wonder-working power, and you are excellent in everything that you do. You are Yeshua and the God of Zion. Oh, Holy God, we come before you because we know that you are the living God, and you can transform our classrooms and our schools with your love and truth. Lord, we bow before you, we surrender, and we give you our hearts, for we do not do this well all by ourselves. Help us to do exceedingly well with the power that is within us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask you for all of this because you are Jesus. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you in his holy name. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are still in Matthew 11 and up to verses 25 to 30. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? After Jesus denounced the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent, he then declared, the Word of God, Matthew 11, verse 25 to 30. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Word of God, Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. The second thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a song and then read the lyrics. Today I will play for you the old hymn, Softly and Tenderly, and if you haven't had a chance to see Carrie Underwood's version of it, please check it out. But this one is from Joey and Rory, and it's super special.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we linger when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, thank you, my friends, for joining us in the beautiful words of Jesus the Christ and this incredible hymn. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at precisely 1:16 p.m. This great prayer movement is across the whole nation, and we are doing this because it's that pause in the day we all need just to remember whose child we are and to whom we give thanks. Each school day we offer up prompts for the prayer, but they're not necessary. But today we are going to be praying for patience in today's stressful situations. So if you remember that prompt, join us in the same prayer across the nation. But if you forget the prompt, join us in prayer. You can just give thanks to God. You can pray for the immediate need that is in your presence, or you can just pray, help me, dear Lord. You are not alone, my friend. There are hundreds of us doing this prayer, if not thousands someday. So spread the word and have your colleagues set their alarm also at 1:16 p.m. Now that time was based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew, and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series now called Love Ladders, and we are in part 2 of 3 called Diamond Mines in Education. The scripture he chose is Proverbs 31, verse 10. A good woman, educator, is hard to find and worth far more than diamonds. Charlotte is a middle school language arts instructor who is exhausted at the end of the school year, trying to meet all the expectations of self, a mother with cancer, 3 children, a spouse, and school personnel has drained her, and she feels empty and surrounded by darkness. Time is a precious resource in short supply in her life. She has taken little time to truly love herself, her husband, or God. Her sick mother, schoolwork, and children at home are her highest priorities. Her marriage is breaking, and she feels she is breaking from the intense pressure. She came to school on Friday 1 hour early, as usual, and found a poem slipped under her locked door titled Diamonds in the Rough. See Diamond Mines in Education, Part 1. After reading it, she simply picked up her cell phone, called in a personal leave day, and spent the next hour preparing for a substitute teacher. When this test was complete, she got in her car and headed out of town toward her parents' home, 20 miles outside the city where she lived and worked. When she arrived there, she did not knock on or enter the front door, but went out into the backyard and sat in the large swing under the live oak tree. It had been her favorite, most comforting place when she was a child. Her father would sit beside her there for hours, listening to her, singing with her, reading Bible stories with her, and praying. They would often just sit listening to the sounds of life around them, the birds, the cows, the wind, or the coyotes at night. Sometimes they wrote notes and letters to one another in silence. On this beautiful spring morning, Charlotte had her journal and diamond poem with her. She read the poem again, opened her journal, and wrote a note to Jesus. Jesus, please tell me what is going on in my life. I'm tired of being pressurized coal. I am breaking and my marriage is broken. Will you please fix both? I want to be your diamond instead of coal. Love, Charlotte Cole. Charlotte then wrote her in her journal what she believed was Jesus' response to her note. Dear Miss Cole, aka my diamond girl, you seek first the expectations and approval of yourself and others before me. You give me either leftovers or nothing of your resources. You give yourself and your husband only a little bit more than me. Your schoolwork, mother, and children get all your resources. That is why you and your marriage are breaking and why you no longer love teaching and feel surrounded by darkness. You asked me if I will fix what is breaking and broken. You can do all things as I dwell in and strengthen you, but you must seek me and serve me first, not last. A student in your class who wants an A in the class can't expect the teacher to do all the work for him or her, or simply give him or her the grade they desire with no work. To transform you into a diamond, you must allow me to lift you out of the dirt. This happens when you acknowledge me and ask for help. This you have done today. Thank you. Next, you must allow me to hold you. You must spend time with me alone, not once every 10 years during a crisis as you are doing today, but at least once each day, as you did with your earthly father when you were a child. You also must attend gatherings in my name with other believers at work and in the community where you live. For those groups are my diamond companies, where I work in unity with my employees. How can I make a diamond of you if you never come in my presence or into my company and allow me to work on you? How can a student make a good grade without needed tutorials or by attending class with others? Finally, you must allow me to cut habits and practices out of your life that are destructive so that you can reflect more of your Father's light. There are so many new facets of your life you will discover when you allow me to hold, cut, and then polish you. I desire to cut out of your life such things as the desire to please others or yourself above me. I will personally work with you, and I have many employees who can help you learn to do this. You are not alone. I love coal just as much as I do diamonds, and I love to make this transformation happen more than anything. This transformation takes time. I love you always. Jesus, the jeweler. To be continued. The prayer. Jesus, show us how to seek you first at home and work. Help us to keep company with you and your employees. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote comes from Jim Cotter. All scripture is God-breathed, and he doesn't waste his breath. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of these most important words from our King Jesus, from Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, precious God, thank you for these encouraging words. We come to you because you can bear all our burdens. Why do we take them back, Lord? Help us to leave them there and then walk away with a burden that is light. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. We ask you to place it deep in our hearts. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.